Are.
Toxic masculinity. Because when stuff hits the fan, no one looks around for a feminist. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
The way we're going to win over the long term is not just militarily. We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order, and instead it looks like we got a lot of disorder.
Show at your service today. Yeah, powered by climate change. Not really. Oh, we'll make it through all of this, I promise you guys. So what a Friday I have for you ahead. And you're going to want to just park the car, pull over wherever you're at, Illinois, Utah, Oregon, Alabama, all over apps, you name it. Just park the car and listen up, because I've actually wanted to interview this next guest for years. And so I'm really happy to have him on the show and grateful that he decided to come on. He's got such an interesting website and interesting work and interesting books. I have Henry Macko, I'm sorry. And I just am excited to be able to ask him about certain things that I've been wanting to know about and wanting his take on. I love his take on feminism. All of you listening to the show know how I feel about feminists. Don't ever put me in the room with a feminist, please, because I'm not, I won't be nice. And I just completely abhor the whole feminism movement. And I think they've destroyed womanhood. So we will probably get to that subject and talk about that. But we have so many things going on right now in the press that I can't wait to ask Henry about all of these different things. Now, coming out of the gate on this Friday show right now, I have to say, well, of course, welcome, Henry, to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. And let me preempt you. My website is a safe place for when it comes to these false flag mass murder hoaxes.
Yeah,
there's so many of them. I ignore them. I barely follow them. Don't ask me about them. I just assume that they're a psyops.
Yeah, and they are. I'm with you on that. And so, yeah, I have so many other things to ask you about, actually. We've spent way too much time on them this week on the air, and that's exactly what they want us to do, I feel like. So it's probably best to not even go there, especially with the whole Texas thing today, because we've already gone there, and I've laid out the case and the questions I have, and there's far too many, as usual. So, but I welcome you, Henry, and I'm glad you're on with me. In fact, we do have...
Thanks, Kate.
Sure, absolutely.
And, I'd like to, I think I'm practically the only commentator who's really describing what's really going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the third rail, I guess, the thing that's untouchable and unmentionable, and that is the fact that this is... all our problems, or 90% of our problems, are basically due to what I call organized Jewry. Hmm. And I'm the only person who can talk about Jews because I am a Jew.
Ah.
And I'm an ethnic Jew.
Sure.
I'm an ethnic Jew. And my my parents are genuine Holocaust survivors. They were not in camps, but they survived by passing as Christians.
Interesting.
And... and so when I talk about Jews, no one can accuse me of anti-Semitism. But everything that's happening to the world today is due to organized Jewry, the fact that our ancestors were corrupt and gave our national credit cards to these Jewish bankers who are Satanists, And they basically used, it's like giving them the golden goose. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, if you gave me, if I found a credit card and I wasn't ethical, I would max it out, right? And that's what they've done. They've bought everyone.
Right.
They've bought everything. And, but now they're not content with owning everyone and everything. They want a total control. And unfortunately, they're Satanists. So ultimately, their agenda, and I'm not going to mince words here, is to steal everyone's birthright. In other words, they're going to dispossess and enslave, if not kill, everyone. This is the sick that we're living in a science fiction movie.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. And for the benefit of your readers, if you want, I can explain a little bit about how this central banking works.
Please.
And this, our national credit cards.
Please do.
Yeah. Well, essentially, you know, this is not original or anything, but money is an abstract concept. We attach digits to it and U.S. dollar, British pounds or whatever. But it's basically an abstraction that's created out of nothing. Unfortunately, these central bankers have finagled and usurped that power from our governments. And now they literally use that power to control everything and everyone. And they managed to do it. You can't tell it's the Jewish bankers doing this because they basically created a whole false elite of Gentiles under the rubric of Freemasonry. And these Freemasons are all traitors, and they're most of them, most of the politicians in Washington are Freemasons. And Freemasonry is based on Kabbalism, which is Satanism, which is Kabbalist Judaism. And ultimately, we're stuck in a we're stuck in a science fiction movie that, if it were a movie, people, it would be a great movie. Unfortunately, it's our predicament.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you. In fact, when I started radio, I was more of a neocon. I was a really uneducated neocon, and I was far on the right, thought everything we were doing was great, and it was always the bad stuff came from the far left, the Democrats. And leftist progressives are pretty horrid. They have an active destruction of America and what it means to be American, but I never realized how bad the right was, too. And the right was permitting a lot of things to happen and then doing like a fake fight. The whole currency thing, everything about the Illuminati, you've written lots of books about the Illuminati, which I'm really grateful for, really opened my eyes, opened a huge new direction for what I was going to talk about on the show years back. What opened your eyes to all of this, Henry? How did you become somebody that really had your finger on the pulse of what was going on around the world?
Well, it's, you know, like you, I was part of a pretty well-established political spectrum. I was a Zionist. I was a leftist, even.
Wow.
I was even a feminist.
Wow.
But around 1998, I started to realize that I wanted to rule my own roost.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to look into feminism and analyze it, and the first book I read was Jim Perloff's Shadows of Power about the the CNR, CFR, whatever,
CFR.
Council for an Election, CFR, right. And that started to open my eyes. It actually took 3 or 4 years to get my head out of the wetsuit where the zipper is stuck, you know, of conventional thinking, and realize just how horrible our situation really is. You know, literally everyone, practically everyone with any power, And influence in society is a Freemason. I mean, everyone basically dances to the tune of money. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. It's like nobody has any independent thought or integrity. Right. Anyway, I got into all of this with by challenging feminism. My website, which began in 2001, was called Save the Males. And it was a critique of feminism, and in which I actually proposed a how heterosexuality actually works, and showed how feminism is in fact communism. It's basically designed to destroy the family, because essentially organized Jewry is communism, and communism is Satanism, and the goal of it is to destroy any vestige of Christian civilization, which is essentially responsible for most of what is good about the world today, that is fast disappearing. So it, essentially, they're still crucifying Christ. They haven't stopped. They hate Christ. They hate Christians. They hate Christian civilization. They hate humanity. These people are our worst enemies, and yet the mass media is basically putting lipstick on these pigs, making them sound reasonable and respectable, and we're in for some pretty dire times unless these people are turned around and stopped.
Absolutely. So you were talking about 2001. I know we only have about a minute before we go to break, and we'll pick it up after the break. But your fast take on 9/11.
Well, 9/11 was done by Israel to give people a, with the help of the CIA and the Bush administration, and it was simply done as a another psyop in order to justify wars in Afghanistan and so on.
And Iraq. Which they really, really kind of admitted to on tape over and over again. I have a tape of George Bush just recently mistaking the word Ukraine for Iraq. And it was all about going in and doing an unjust war. It was really, really kind of off-putting, because when you start to study the Bush family, which was one of the things that opened my eyes, actually, being a Republican, Republicans are trained to love the Bush family. But when you realize how awful and sick the whole family lineage is going back, you start to realize, wow, really, really duped in America. But we'll be right back. I'll be right back with Henry. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com, henrymacko.com. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show at your service today on a Friday of the beginning of a 3-day weekend. So I appreciate you tuning in. I hope you do park the car, because I always love people's views. I want to hear when somebody has solid convictions in what they believe. And I also believe in a free format on this show like no other show on the air, because we're not owned, in doing this and in providing this. So we can hear so many different explanations why we are in the situation we are. How did we get here? And Henry's site, henrymacko.com, MAKOW.com. Very interesting. You'll be perusing for hours on this site, because there's so much written here. And he's not afraid to say the things that he believes in. And I like that about him. I hope we all do. So welcome back, Henry. Appreciate you being on.
It's great. Great being on.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about you. There seems to be missing bios about you, I'm sure, by the powers that be. Tell us just a little bit about you.
Well, I'm 72 years old. I feel like I'm 47.
Right.
My dad lived. In fact, my dad died a year ago today. He was 97.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, And I was born in Switzerland in 1949. Mm-hmm. My parents are both Holocaust survivors. They, as I mentioned, they passed as Christians. Mm-hmm. Like my mother's, my mother is blonde, blue-eyed.
Right.
So she was able to pass as a Christian. And after my dad did his engineering degree in Zurich, and then they emigrated to Canada when in 51 when I was a year old. And basically, I spent my, you know, I read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich when I was 10 years old, you know, because of being a son of Holocaust survivors and being aware of the Holocaust, I wanted to figure out why the world was such a mess, because adults demanded of a 10-year-old that he respect and obey, but obviously adults had made a mess of the world, mm-hmm. and I couldn't figure out why. And so it's really been my purpose in life to figure out what was wrong with the world, like right. what was wrong with adults. And but since I, you know, this was a long process, and I sort of spent my time in university because it was a, you know, just a way to study and learn and about the world. And mm-hmm. Anyway, I eventually got a PhD in 82 from the University of Toronto mm-hmm. in English literature, and met my first wife there, and we moved to Winnipeg in 83, I think it was. And basically, let me just regain my train of thought.
Sure.
Well, basically, around 1999, I started to, you know, realize that they're promoting homosexuality and feminism uh-huh. and this kind of socialism and communism. And I couldn't figure out why. And at the same time, I was starting to obey my instincts, my masculine instincts, which basically told me that I wanted to rule my own roost, mm-hmm. and I wanted a woman who would allow me to provide leadership. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started to study feminism,
right?
And realize that, and also study how heterosexuality actually works. And essentially, and that's when I started my website, Save the Male CA. Mm-hmm. And I learned that, you know, heterosexuality, this is how it works. It's essentially an exchange of female power for male power expressed as love. Mm. So that's how heterosexuality works. A woman who loves a man trusts
right.
him to look after her.
Right, right.
And look after her interests. Mm-hmm. So now what feminism does, though, because I believe women want love, men want power.
Right.
So it's a natural exchange. Women give men power, men give women love.
Right.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
And women actually don't want power. Mm-hmm. They want male power, in the shape of love. That's why, as Henry Kissinger said, love is the greatest aphrodisiac. I mean, power is the greatest aphrodisiac.
Interesting.
Because for women.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, women are attracted to powerful men. Mm-hmm. But what feminism did, which essentially communism, which is designed to break up heterosexuality, break up gender altogether, was it taught women to seek power instead of love.
Yep.
And
that's true.
And by seeking power instead of love, they basically compete with men. They actually become men because
yeah.
men are defined by power. Women are defined by love. Huh? And women's nature is to love, to nurture the husband and the children.
Yep.
And so what feminism has done is, my first book was a collection of articles on feminism. It's called Cruel Oaks, Feminism and the New World Order. And it explains how basically women seeking power has essentially emasculated men and turned women into men, and resulted in the breakdown of heterosexual relations, and resulted in a lot of lonely women, and women who, because you know, women women have to make their deal with a man while they're still sexually attractive, and so if instead of so they have to do it between the ages of roughly 18 and 35, and if they fail to do that, they face they're basically alone for the rest of their lives. The only thing that gives anyone's life meaning, or the thing that gives people's lives meaning, is family. Family is essential.
Yes, I agree.
It's essential. It's the building block of society. It's the source of happiness and support and comfort. And so naturally the communists, the Satanists, want to break it down and destroy it. And they've had a great deal of success.
Yeah.
Anyway, after writing that first book, first collection, I eventually realized that feminism was just one tentacle of a much bigger octopus, a much bigger problem. And that is the problem of the Satanists controlling the money. Because money is just a medium of exchange. And but we allowed them to create this medium of exchange out of thin air as a debt to them. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Right.
It's bizarre. It's just unbelievable. And over the years, I learned more about their agenda. And now finally with COVID, they've basically thrown off the mask. They've taken a big, big risk because they're out in the open now, stark naked.
You're right.
And they're basically admitting. They're not even ashamed anymore to admit what they're intending to do, which is to enslave us using technology and to transform us into some kind of drone. I mean, it's anti-human.
I agree.
And and they're out in the open now, and we're talking organized Jewry and their Freemason flunkies.
Yeah.
And if any of your listeners are Freemasons, wake up. You're being had. And I want to take this opportunity to say that most Jews are not aware of this agenda. They're just as manipulated as non-Jews by the mass media. Most Jews are assimilated. I am an assimilated Jew, and I define an assimilated Jew as a person who puts the human race first, his countrymen of all religions and races second, and Jews third. I'm an assimilated Jew, and most Jews are assimilated, but they're too cowardly. And so they just shut up because they think, well, this might work out in our favor.
Right.
But
right.
They're not real. They don't. And even worse than that, they don't even believe that this is happening.
Right.
They're so brainwashed.
Well,
they think people like me are anti-Semites.
Yeah, that word gets thrown around a lot to bully people into being quiet, because we're taught as Christians, we're taught in America that you can't ever talk about the country of Israel except if with support. And what's interesting is we have a hard time, I think, separating the people of Israel, the government of Israel, what the intentions of the government of Israel are. And then what happens is you start to even talk about it, and oftentimes it's just clinched right there as the anti-Semite conversation, if you even bring up questions about it, which I find bizarre, because our presidents that run for president have to be vetted through Israel, the Israel government, which is very strange to me. So do you want to explain Israel a little bit?
Yeah. Essentially, organized Jewry exercises control by controlling both left and right. Left is communism. Right is Zionism. left is, you know, socialism. Right is free enterprise, supposedly. But essentially, they're both created. They're both controlled by organized Jewry, and it's basically false opposition. Zionism is false opposition to communism. But so essentially, there's an article on my site called Trump and the Masonic Jewish Tag Team. Essentially, Trump, this is the way they work, Trump, the Zionists, through the election to Biden, the communist. Trump is a traitor. Don't kid yourselves, folks. He's a traitor. I mean, why anyone would put any trust in a New York Jewish developer, really, to represent the interests of the United States, especially when he's constantly making those Masonic Illuminati hand signs, which, incidentally, the media, the left, the Democrats, they hated his guts, but they never called him out on that, did they? On those hand signs, which he made constantly, all the time, to indicate his ultimate allegiance, which is to the devil.
Do you think he might have had a change of heart at all within the presidency? I mean, we know where he got his money from, and it's the very people you're talking about. Do you think there was any change of heart at all when he was president?
No.
No.
This guy is this guy does not represent the interests of the American people or the United States, and never did. But he plays the role of the right, the supposedly conservative, in order to create this false dialectic so people believe in the illusion of freedom and choice.
Okay, we're gonna come right back. More with Henry. We're gonna go to a break real quick. You can hear the music. We're gonna come right back. Don't go anywhere. We've got Henry Macko on the show with us. HenryMacko.com. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
You give me fever like I never ever know. You're just proud of your loveliness. I like the groove of your walk, your talk, your dress.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. A little Jason Manns for you, the way you make me feel, and welcome you back. Get over to Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com, and make sure that you go and take part in that. Get those fruits and vegetables every day, 10 servings, and put in the code Kate. When you put in the code Kate, it helps the show, and then it also, of course, helps you because you're going to get healthier. And 31 fruits and vegetables a day put into these capsules really, really helps. And I've been taking it. My whole family is hooked on it. And I'm telling you, you'll feel a difference. Balanceofnature.com, code word Kate. Really appreciate that. So my guest is Henry Macko and HenryMacko.com. Very interesting site. And I've done a lot of perusing at this site to get this take on it. And this is why I asked Henry to come on. I want to hear him out on what he feels about certain things, because I love his take on feminism too, and I think he's dead on feminism, 100%. And so that was one thing that intrigued me about Henry. Also, we talked a little bit about his bio, but I want to talk a little bit about Israel, if you will, COVID. We can even go World War II, Memorial Day's on Monday. And so we can talk a little bit about that too, Ukraine, protocols of the Elders of Zion. I'd like to talk about that as well. And then you'll be coming on with me.
Okay, let's pick it up with Trump, Kate.
Okay, sure.
I mean, if Trump was for real, come on, folks. He would have fired Fauci and arrested Bill Gates and George Soros, but mainly fired Fauci in a second. I mean, Trump is part of this Masonic Jewish tag team, where they basically just, you know, pass the baton back and forth. You know,
had a lot of the same people
and the Zionists,
right?
They're basically the same people. They're the Rothschilds. They're the central banking cartel. They're Klaus Schwab, and they're the WEF. It's the same gang of gangsters.
Okay.
You know, we basically gave our national credit cards to gangsters, perverts, Satanists, which would be fine if they didn't want to kill us, kill our children, and take everything we own.
Okay.
You know, that's where we have to sort of take exception.
What's your take on Putin?
A lot of people think, you know, there's a lot of photographs of Putin with Beryl Lazar, the Chabad leader in Russia and so on. But my take is this. Basically, NATO represents the Rothschilds, the and organized Jewry. Remind me to read you that passage.
Oh, yes.
Which gives their... Gives their whole overall agenda.
Go ahead
their
and read that.
Their whole overall agenda.
Yeah.
I will in a sec.
Okay.
Their whole overall agenda is to destroy human individuality and human identity, which is based on race, religion, family, and patriotism. They basically have to erase family, and they do that by erasing gender. They want to erase nation states. They want all races to mix, so there's no races and no racial identity, no national identity, no religious identity. They're basically out to colonize us and turn us into slaves. I mean, wake up, folks. This is serious. And so what were we talking about?
Oh, the Putin, statement. Yeah. Read this. Yeah, Putin and then the statement.
Yeah, I'll read the statement. But essentially, Putin is, I believe, and you know, he may have been playing the game, but he was preparing for war. They were building the best nuclear weapons. And it's because Ukraine is the spearhead of NATO, and it's aimed right at the underbelly of Russia. They're preparing to take back Crimea, the Crimea and the Donbass, even though it's occupied by Russians people, and they're preparing to wage war against Russia.
Yeah.
And Russia, you know, is not stupid; they can see it. And so I believe Putin is enough of a Russian nationalist to not want to see the Kabbalist Jews pillage Russia, like they tried to do in the 90s.
Yes.
And he's enough of a nationalist to stop that. So in my view, Putin is the world's best hope. And Russia is the world's best hope. And Americans should get behind Putin, get behind Russia, and throw out the traitors who run the American government. Because let's face it, Biden is nothing but a puppet of organized Jewry. His whole administration is full of Kabbalist Jews. Even came out, I'm a Zionist, I'm this, I'm that.
Right.
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, Biden is the disposable, he's as disposable as toilet paper, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
they cooed the White House.
They put him in power.
Yeah.
I mean, can you believe, you know, can you believe, like, his son is, like, the worst pervert in the world, and the whole world knows that his son is his bag man who's been picking up kickbacks from China.
Right.
I mean, the guy's a criminal.
Right.
I mean, the whole American system of justice has gone down the tubes because all those Supreme Court judges, afraid of losing their comfy jobs, you know?
Sure.
I mean, the whole system, is broken. Anyway, I want to read this passage. I'll let your audience know where they can find it because it explains everything. Okay. Can you still hear me?
Yes. Go for it.
Okay. I just have to find this.
No, that's okay.
Where did I put it?
What's your take on Kissinger? Kissinger just told puppet Zelensky to give Ukraine to Russia, which I thought was kind of interesting. And so what's your take on Kissinger?
Kissinger is the CEO of the New World Order. It's possible that he realizes that this... the current policy of NATO is just going to lead to nuclear war. Mm-hmm. It's possible that he's actually, or he's just, giving the appearance of a dialogue. Anyway, what I'm going to read to you was is a quote from a book that was written in 1915 by Nahum Goldman, who was the founder of the World Jewish Congress. Mm-hmm. The book is called The Spirit of Militarism, and this quote is on my website in an article called Creative Destruction and Then Build Back Better, with Build Back Better being 666 instead of B's.
Ah, so, okay.
Right. I mean, these people are totally off their rocker.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
for sure.
here's what he said, and I'll read it slowly, and I urge your listeners to find it on my website and read it themselves. And this is what the explanation for everything that's happening in the world and has happened in the world for more than 100, maybe 200 or 300 years. Mm-hmm. The historical mission of our world revolution is to rearrange a new culture of humanity to replace the previous social system. This conversion and reorganization of global society requires two essential steps. Mm-hmm. Firstly, the destruction of the old established order. Second, design and imposition of the new world order. So the old war is basically Christian civilization, which has given us so much freedom and opportunity.
Sure.
And the New World Order is basically giving it all up to organized Jewry, because them having 90% of the world's wealth, they can't help but look at the other 10 and want it too. Wow. The first stage requires, and back to Goldman, the first stage requires elimination of all frontier borders, nationhood, and culture, public policy, ethical barriers, and social definitions. Only then can the destroyed old system elements be replaced by the imposed system elements of the new order. The first task of our world revolution is destruction. And all social strata and social formations created by traditional society must be annihilated. Right. Individual men and women must be uprooted from their ancestral environment, torn out of their native milieus. No tradition of any type shall be permitted to remain as sacrosanct. Traditional social norms must only be viewed as a disease to be eradicated. The ruling dictum of the new order is nothing is good, so everything must be criticized and abolished, and everything that was must be gone. After destruction of the old order, construction of the new order is a larger and more difficult task. We'll have torn out the old limbs from their ancient roots in deep layers. Social norms will be lying disorganized and archaic. So they must be blocked against new cultural norms and social categories naturally reemerging. The general masses will have been first persuaded to join as equals in the first task of destroying their own traditional society and economic culture. But then the new order must be forcibly established through people again being divided and differentiated only in accordance with the pyramidal hierarchical system of our imposed global monolithic New World Order.
Wow.
So this was written 107 years ago.
Wow.
And it explains everything. Mm-hmm. They were behind the First World War. They were behind the Second World War. They were behind every major war. It's called destroying the old order. Plus, wars are an opportunity for them to consolidate their power and make money and indebt the nations.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So essentially, this is the founder of the World Jewish Congress. I'm not condemning average Jews. They don't know anything about this. I'm condemning organized Jewry and Kabbalist Jews, which are a heretical, I like to think, segment within Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the key
right.
to understanding history. But why, you know, why can you only read about it here?
That's on
netanyahu.com? It should be everywhere.
You're right.
And the reason is they own the media. They don't want people to know what's really going on.
You're right. I cannot disagree with that. They own Hollywood. They own the media. They own the governments. They own it all. And that's interesting about that last 10%. And that was written, you know, right at the same time, central banking, Federal Reserve, everything came into being and started the major plunder of this country. So very, very interesting timing for that statement as well. We have about a minute. I was going to get your take on China and your take on, you just mentioned World War II. So we could talk about Hitler when we come back.
We have a minute. Let's just briefly talk about Israel.
Okay.
I've lived in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I actually wanted to emigrate when I was younger,
uh-huh.
but I realized there's something off. There's something wrong. But most Israelis are victims as well. They're not aware, you know,
right.
they've been sold this story that Jews are persecuted for no reason
mm-hmm.
and Jews need a homeland because they're persecuted for no reason.
Right.
And, you know, the truth is they run every country or except
mm-hmm.
for maybe Russia today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Goyim, the
mm-hmm.
Gentiles, the Christians. And the Muslims are the people that need national homelands because these because our national homelands have all been stolen from us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get back from the commercial, let's just talk about COVID for a minute.
Too. Okay, let's do. I want to ask you Rothschild's Protocols of the Elders of Zion. There's so many things I want to ask you about, Henry. Get your take on, of course. HenryMacko.com. Be right back. Kate Daly Show, KateDalyRadio.com for this podcast. We'll turn this live show into a podcast later on today, and you'll be able to get that, listen to this again. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
I know it's been a crazy year, but when did we vote for Bill Gates, the New York Times, and China to rule over us? The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Hi there, welcome, Kate Daly Show. All right, we're going to do a little extension of the last hour. My guest is Henry Macko, and it's henrymacko.com, M-A-K-O-W. And there's a lot on his site, and it's worth perusing. You might not agree with everything Henry is saying. You might agree with all of it. I don't know. And frankly, it really doesn't matter, because really this show has to be different than all the other shows. And this show is a show that's going to entertain a lot of different thought process, a lot of different understanding, a lot of different research, because that's what we're all about. I don't want to be a mainstream media show, which we're not. We're live on the air, which makes it a little different, let me tell you. But I love the different takes, and I like the information, because then we're able to put things in more perspective. We have really, really been propagandized in our country. And culturally, we're under the biggest cultural change right now that's pretty horrific. And so we're actually making a T-shirt that says, my pronouns are awake and horrified. Those are my pronouns. And so we are in a situation where we must talk about these things more openly. And this is a discussion you're probably not going to hear on any show right now in America, live on the dial, especially in the last hour. So make sure if you're just joining us in this hour that you catch the last hour on podcast. My guest is Henry Macko, and I actually have some questions for you, Henry, as far as just kind of getting a take on several different terms, several different subjects, if you will. Are you game for that?
Yeah, as long as you start with COVID.
Oh, let's start with COVID. I want to get your take on COVID.
Okay. COVID is the flu rebranded.
Mm-hmm.
A pandemic with a death rate of less than half of 1% is not a pandemic. It's a psyop designed to bring in the New World Order and communism. And Schwab and his gangsters admit it.
Yeah.
And COVID is the flu.
It is.
It's another psyop, just like 9/11, just like the two great world wars. They control the media, so they think they can just conjure up any kind of scenario they like. And we're such conformists and fools that we buy into it. Although I could see it right away because I've been studying these communists for 20 years.
Well, I can't disagree. So since day one, we've been calling it out. Since the first day they mentioned it on the news, or before they actually named it, which was January of 2020, we started talking about it on the air and pointing out all of the lies. And it wasn't popular. We got a lot of hate mail in the first 6 months. And then people started realizing everybody must be dying in some other city. When we talk about how they pull these things off, it's a lot of compartmentalization, is because you always think it's happening somewhere else, but it must be happening because mainstream's talking about it, right?
Absolutely.
So,
you know, it's kind of funny that you won't see any articles about Agenda 2030 mm-hmm. in the Daily Mail.
Right.
But if you go to the World Economic Forum website, they'll tell you exactly what they're doing.
It's true. They do tell you, they do say their plans. Why do they do that? In your estimation, why do they let you know? Why are they up? They actually say a lot of what they have planned. It's always surprising to me.
Yeah, it's, they want our complicity mm-hmm. and they want to compromise us and they want us to be able to say, well, we told you.
It's true. There's got to be some sort of reward in that for them as they're doing that, some sort of ego involved. What's your take on the Rothschilds?
Well, basically that family seems to control the world banking cartel, which mm-hmm. basically is the golden goose that has the credit cards of practically every nation in the world. And basically they want to extend that monopoly over credit creation mm-hmm. into a monopoly over literally everything. And there's an insider by the name of Chaim Rakovsky, Christian Rakovsky, who was an insider. He said basically they have all the money. Now they want all the power. And I mean all the power. They want to turn your children into homosexuals. They want to tell you what you can believe, what you can buy, where you can go. This monopoly over money now has become a monopoly over everything. And that's what Agenda 2030 is.
Mm. Okay. What about disinformation on the right? Because I always try to stay really objective and try to understand the mass manipulation going on. And so I've always been a conservative. I love the Constitution. I study that often. We talk about it on the show often. And so what's your take on disinformation on the right? I get asked this question a lot, and I feel like most of it is co-opted. But what is your take on that?
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about? Are you talking about Alex Jones, for example?
Well, no, I'm talking about like conservative hosts. I'm talking about, I see the let's never talk about 9/11. Let's never really talk about false flags, even if we're questioning. I see that. And I try to tell people that most people are bought and sold in media to some extent. What is your take? Do you feel like that, too?
Yeah, it's essentially the right is a false opposition.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's false opposition because they don't mention They don't mention the Rothschilds. They don't mention the World Banking.
Right.
They don't mention Nahum Goldman and the World Jewish Congress. Essentially, they don't mention the Jew word.
That's
the key to their financial success. And they're there in order to obscure the fact that this is what's happening to the world is a product of Jewish hatred of non-Jews, except most Jews don't hate non-Jews. Just these satanic Jews do. Most Jews just want to assimilate like I do.
Right.
They just want to be part and want to build the greater glory for everyone. They want everyone to succeed and be happy.
Okay. What about the, I think there's even some scriptures that refer to exactly what you're talking about. Protocols of the Elders of Zion.
Are 100% genuine.
Mm.
I mean, they became public in 1902, which is like 120 years ago.
Right.
But they basically describe Agenda 2030, you know, and, you know, in its seminal form. They're 100% genuine.
Yeah. I do hope people give those a run through. You really, everybody needs to kind of understand what those say and how to interpret those kinds of things. Yeah.
So I may plug my book, Illuminati, the cult that hijacked the world. I have a summary of the protocols in that. I did a précis. And I showed why they're actually genuine.
Right. And you have several books out, and about the Illuminati, also Cruel Hoax. You have actually many books to your credit.
I have four collections from my website.
Wow, nice job. And then also, I wanted to ask you about. I'm looking at my list. Since we're at Memorial Day, let's talk just for a second about Hitler. What's your take on Hitler?
Hitler was essentially a Jewish agent. There's an article on my site I will refer your listeners to. It's called Hitler and Bormann Were Traitors. Shouldn't be hard to find it. Just go to Google and go MAKOW, M-A-K-O-W.
Okay.
Hitler and Bormann Were Traitors. And it basically describes how Bormann was giving all the Nazi secrets to the Russians, to the communists. And that's, I mean, essentially Hitler was put into power to destroy German nationalism.
Okay. And, you know, a lot of people are probably going to be shocked from hearing that. I mean, honestly, what we've been sold in America around our wars to is such a box of rocks, but we don't. It's hard because so many people's emotions are wrapped up in these things. And that's the hard part to cut through.
These wars are engineered in order to destroy the Goyim, so the white race and the non-Jews go in there and kill each other.
Mm. Interesting. And then depopulationists. Do you want to talk about the depopulationists, the humanists at the helm of what's going on right now?
Well, you know, it's all out there. They, I mean, in their ideal world, there'll only be, 500,000 people left.
Mm-hmm.
God protect us if these vaccines actually turn out to be as fatal as many people fear.
Right, right. And there's a lot of cause for concern on that because when people rushed out to get those without even knowing the ingredients, it's interesting that people would trust pharma at that moment and our government when our government has been lying to us. In fact, I often want to call this show the big government lie because every single day we're exposing more and more lies. So didn't it fascinate you that people were running out to get this? Even though they weren't falling dead in the street, because an actual pandemic, you have 20 to 30 people die around you, and you're going to all these mass funerals. That did not happen. They did not build one cemetery in the year 2020, nor did they add on to it for the 500,000 extra deaths that they say happened. So the whole thing was hoaxy, yet we run to our government. When are we ever going to learn that lesson? Will we?
Our society is essentially a satanic cult. Judaism, Kabbalist Judaism is is the model. It is the satanic cult that we've all been basically inducted into. Mm-hmm. You can recognize it by its worship of sex and by its hatred of God and Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and so the way a satanic cult operates is essentially conformity, and you're a pariah, and you're mm-hmm. ostracized if you don't obey.
Right.
And the fact that everyone's willing to put on those masks, which are emblems of slavery, mm-hmm. without giving it a thought, without questioning whether this pandemic is real or not,
right,
is a sign that the whole world has pretty well been inducted into this satanic
Thank
cult.
You, Henry. Henry Macko, henrymacko.com. Be right back. Hey, everybody, this is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're never going to get this deal. It's only for you listeners, and it's for a very limited time. They're doing a blowout. mypillow.com/Kate brings you right to the link to get that deal. Ally Show.
When was the last time you went through a drive-thru? Now, when was the last time you ordered fruits or vegetables from their menu? That's the problem we are facing every day. Unhealthy, processed foods are readily available at every street corner. But it's getting harder and harder to get whole, natural produce into our diets. That's why Balance of Nature exists. Balance of Nature is a special blend of fruits and vegetables chosen to provide the highest nutritional value possible. By taking just 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, you get the equivalent of all of the recommended servings of fruits and vegetables in just a few seconds. Get fruits and veggies into your diet today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going online to balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code KATE.